Welcome to the Two Guys and Your Money podcast. This is Jim Garber and Sean Balog of Process Design Capital Management in Phoenix, Arizona. And today is Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. Midday, middle of the trading day right now. We've got quite a bit to cover today. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. This particular podcast is going out only to clients.
Correct.
So just clients are going to get this. We've backed off on the general podcast, but so just clients today. So we're able to talk. We've got a series of these planned over the next few weeks, and we're going to be able to talk about things specific to your investments and to our strategies pertaining to your portfolios. But today is not that day. Today we're going to go a bit more general and cover a few aspects of some of the developments in what's been taking place on the market and the financial world and that kind of thing. We are not going to talk about, I guess we are going to talk about coronavirus, aren't we?
Just about have to.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do specific stocks today, correct?
Not today, that's okay. Correct. All right, so generally speaking, Druckenmiller spoke today, and I caught that interview yesterday. It obviously struck you as well. So let's start there.
Okay. I want to back up before we talk about Druckenmiller and quickly talk about what's happened the past 2 months, 3 months. The market went down 35%, and then the market decided that the coronavirus doesn't matter. There's going to be no second wave, and everything is going to be back up to snuff. If you believe the market as of today, that we're kind of basically unchanged on the year, that there's going to be a vaccine, there's going to be no second wave, and we're good to go. That's what the market's telling us. Because the market looks forward, 9 months?
Yes, but what else is the market telling you? There's no recession either.
Right, and there's no recession.
But the National Bureau of Economic Research has stated now that the recession began formally in February or March?
I think it was February.
February. So it's kind of interesting. You and I talked about this. We're going off road a little bit. We talked about this last May of 2019, during our podcast, when the yield curve inverted, when the 2-year yield and the 10-year yield inverted for a very short period of time, the 3-month and the 10-year inverted for a longer period of time. And typically speaking, that heralds in a recession in the next 12 to 15 months. And indeed, it was about 10 months later,
yep.
9 or 10 months later, that we have now formally entered a recession. Yet, the market is at this moment saying, so what?
So the question is what do you do? I mean, you have stocks like Arizona-based Nikola, which hasn't built a thing yet, but they're going to build semi-trucks with fuel cells and batteries, okay? Electric cars, electric trucks, basically. The stock for insiders paid $10. It debuted at $35, doubled yesterday, and as of a few minutes ago, it was $94 a share. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Hertz. Hertz rental car.
No business.
They're bankrupt. They filed Chapter 11. They owe, I think it's somewhere around $30 billion. The stock should be at 20 cents. It's at $5.
Tesla is $12 from its all-time high, just trading south of $1,000 a share. So it's trading at 235 times earnings, estimated earnings for this year, and you're in a recession.
That one's got earnings.
It's got earnings.
You know, the other two, going to be a while, and the other one's never going to have any again.
The S&P is overvalued right now at 19 times earnings. When we're talking 235 times earnings, it's an automobile company. I mean, it was a tech company. It's now an auto company.
Right.
Anyway, it's...
But it's trading like a tech company.
Strange times.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, what's going to happen going forward?
So here we are. The market's kind of unchanged. So some of you out there may be wondering, okay, now what do we do? You know, we do have cash. So now what do we do? Well, let's talk about outcomes. Druckenmiller talked about possible outcomes.
There's no N in Druckenmiller. It's one N, not two.
Druckenmiller.
Yeah.
Druckenmiller. Whatever. Anyway... the guy's a famous investor, worth billions and billions of dollars.
Stanley Druckenmiller.
Yeah, he's done well over his lifetime. So he talked about some different outcomes, and they're kind of like yes and no sorts of outcomes.
Yeah, we're not going to find any answers here.
Yeah, no, we're not, but this is the issue. The issue is, here we are, market's basically unchanged. Is there going to be a vaccine
for coronavirus?
For coronavirus or not? If there's a quick vaccine, the market is telling us right now that there's going to be a quick vaccine. If there is a quick vaccine, there's one outcome.
And quick means end of the year.
End of the year. Okay, so if we get a quick vaccine, that's one outcome. The market goes a lot higher. If we don't get a quick one, the market goes a lot lower. So that's kind of a yes or no question. Another yes or no question. A second wave of coronavirus.
This one's big. This one's bigger to me.
I mean, what happens if we get a second wave in September?
Well, okay.
And second waves of these viruses, at least what I've read, and I'm no expert, they're worse.
100%. I
mean, they're worse.
They're tenfold.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not... I don't think that this is as deadly as perhaps our reaction as a country has warranted, but that doesn't matter. If we do get a second wave of the virus, it most likely will be worse. And if we get a quick vaccine, it will be after a second wave of a virus.
Right. So if we get a second wave, the market goes down a lot. If we don't get a second wave, the market continues going higher. Finally, let's talk about stimulus. You know, we talk about the PPP, which is the payroll protection plan that small and medium-sized business has gotten over the past couple of months. That money is pretty much getting ready to run out. Well, there's, once again, this on-off switch, this yes or no sorts of question. Let's say these companies run out of money, the consumer doesn't come back, and they go out of business. What happens to the market? Probably goes down a lot. Well, what happens if the money runs out, the federal government does more stimulus to keep them alive? The market does something different. It goes up higher.
That last point's a little counterintuitive too. When you think of the economy taking on an additional amount of debt, that's usually not a bullish thing. But what that tells you is that the Treasury, the Fed, are going to do anything possible to prop up the economy and or the stock and bond markets.
Right. Sean and I were talking about that this morning, and I think that we're both convinced that over the short term, and whether the short term is 3 months or 2 years, the Fed is going to do whatever they need to do to prop this thing up. If they see a second wave and the economy go back down into recession again and growth stops, believe me, they're going to start buying everything. You know, they're going to do like the Japanese. They're going to start buying stocks. Right now, they're buying high-yield debt in the form of ETFs. Now they're going to start, you know, then they will start buying stocks. They'll do everything to prevent this thing from collapsing. What happens after that is the $8 trillion question.
Well, and that brings up my favorite economic axiom, which is a thing will continue until it cannot. And eventually...
That was Ben Stein's dad said that.
Is that right?
Yep.
It's a great economic axiom because it really... it answers a lot of questions. It does so in almost a comic, nebulous sort of way. But at some point, that ends. You and I were talking about this yesterday, and I didn't catch this, but back on March 26th, the Federal Reserve reduced the reserve requirements for every financial lending institution in America to zero.
Yeah. So they said, just go out and lend everything. You don't have to have any collateral at the Fed to back up any of your loans.
For the first time in history, this has been done. That is a very dramatic result. And I don't know, like Jim said, for the next three to 24 months, who knows how this plays out. But at some point, you have to think that inflation, perhaps even hyperinflation, comes in. And that's the unintended consequence
of
this.
Who knows whether it's 2 years from now or 10 years from now.
At least that's something that we can fight.
And it's going to happen. And that's going to be the backdrop of any financial show that you turn on from now until whenever.
That's true.
Is because of all this money we spent and the debt we have so much more debt than anybody thought we were going to have 2 years ago.
Oh.
Even the bearish guys can't believe it.
Yeah, no, this is...
So...
This is something.
Who knows?
It's impressive. It's like watching a volcano. You know, it's beautiful.
Right. There's this new theory called modern monetary theory.
We've actually talked about a couple years ago on this show, on this podcast.
So, you know, it's they talk about it a little bit more now because they're actually doing it.
Because they're doing it, right.
That basically what it says, and I'm not going to get into everything, just quickly,
deficit
it's basically
spending.
Said you can spend as much as you want. It doesn't make any difference because you can print more money to pay off what you've spent, so you can spend and spend and spend and spend and spend.
If you're the world's reserve currency,
crazy talk, I agree. But that's
That's the new theory out there. Well, you got to come up with a new theory when you start doing crazy things. I think I'm done.
Yeah, I think we've covered basically what we wanted to cover, just kind of where we're at right now. As Jim mentioned, we do have a substantial cash position, and that is because, at least technically speaking, this remains a bear market rally. And those are, I mean, definitely you can make some money in a bear market rally, but they typically are not born on the backs of a new bull market. And there are institutions coming out right now saying we have a new bull market in place. It, in a recession with a potential disease hanging over our heads, civil unrest, I struggle. And it's not like we're starting off with low valuations. If this is truly a new bull market, it's beginning with very, very high valuations. That's abnormal. Also, new bull markets are typically born on the backs of something new, a new technology, a new invention, something along those lines. I mean, it's really been what really drove this bull market to its heights was social media and, you know, the Netflix of the world, the Amazons of the world. It was not the same ones that took us up to bull market heights in the last bull market. It will be something new. So we remain in a bear market rally right now. We have a lot of cash. We've been deploying it little bits and pieces here
sparingly.
And there. Yep. Taking profits when things become extended. You've seen that action in your accounts. I will also be doing a technical update this week, later on this week, and I'll give you a visual representation of exactly what it is we're talking about.
And by the way, folks, like Sean said at the outset, this is for clients only. But for those clients that actually listen to this thing, and we hope everybody does, you got a buddy or a friend that's nervous, doesn't know what's going on, wants to get a different opinion, send them the link. We're okay with that. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.